And welcome to Season 8, Episode 39 of Swimming with the Fish. We are just moving right along. It is now October. What a wonderful month. Everybody's getting all ready for the holiday. Some call it a holiday, some call it a pagan festival. Mostly in this group here. And I am once again delighted beyond words to spend a little time with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you tonight, sir?
There is a foul pestilence spreading across Texas.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you specified Texas, because I wasn't anywhere there, and I did have Mexican food for lunch.
What's the matter? Is Beto back?
No, he was at the...
Where is Beto?
He was at the World Economic Forum with John Kerry, explaining how the two
giants of economic mindset.
I mean, to have the third stooge, all they need is Pete Buttigieg.
Oh my gosh. Somebody really needs to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I literally am commissioning a work. Beto with Lurch.
It was not fun, but I did it for the people.
Hey,
I sat through it.
We could make that into something. Wait a second. You know, like Bennifer, right? When they were together? Can we just call them Blurch?
Well, there were multiple Bennifers.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I'd be more specific, because one of them doesn't deserve the disdain that the other one does deserve.
Got it. I like Blurch. How's it go with that? Hey, World Economic Forum, huh? Oof.
What did they say of note, dare I ask?
They said that the First Amendment is a problem towards progress and in their democracy, which must not be the same as my democracy, because some of us like the First Amendment.
Well, you know, democracy, right? What is democracy, right? Democracy is two wolves and a chicken deciding what's for dinner. Anyway, speaking of no one who is a chicken, how are you, Goon?
I'm doing just fine. Getting ready to do some traveling, though.
You're off and running again, sir?
I will be. So right now, Hurricane is in far western Maryland with the Goon Child.
Ah, great. Okay.
Helping her recover from the first of two procedures. Next week, I will be there helping her to recover from the second of two procedures.
At which point she will reach her final form.
Apparel.
Right.
Hello, Showcat.
Well, we hope, at least.
Right. Well, it's like Pokemon, right? You get to that final form, then you have all the powers.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I come back from that just in time to go with Hurricane to a conference in the hometown of President Gerald R. Ford.
That's somewhere in Michigan?
Yes. It's a grand place.
Grand Rapids.
Yes.
I got the geography bin. Okay.
That's where his library is, so I assume.
He gave you the hint, so that's cheating.
Well, it's not cheating. It's equity.
No.
I don't think that works the way you think it works.
Well, it wouldn't work for me anyway. If anything, I should be paying you for the hint.
Okay, I accept.
I shall pay you with accolades. You're a wonderful man and a good father.
You can just Venmo me some cash. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen.
No, I'm going to take a picture of a check and I'm going to fax it to you.
thank you so much.
That is not redeemable.
Well, people have been saying I'm irredeemable for years, so, you know.
That's true. And speaking of irredeemable,
ooh,
guess whose birthday it was this week? I'll give you a hint. He turned 8.
I bet it was rough.
Yeah, it sure was. Wow. Stitch is now 8 years old.
Wow.
Head of the Canine Protective Force here at State Lagoon Manor.
That's 56 in people years, sort of.
Yep. And he's catching up to me.
Well, he retired already, so.
Yeah. Well, apparently, because, you know, I had, I forget what I got him. I got him some cans of dog food, which he is a real treat for him.
He normally doesn't eat canned?
No, well, usually he has to destroy the cat food in the can and get the metal shavings with the cat food.
Sounds kind of uppity for a dog.
It's happened a few times, so let's not go there.
Wait, so he's eating cat food? What's he think he is, a retired New Yorker?
He likes it. You know, he eats
it's a fancy feast.
He eats other things that come out of the cat, too, but let's not go there.
Oh, look, it's a coming and going. Okay.
However, on Saturday, I had to go get a blood test, which I did, and as you are well aware, probably you are too, Chief, you have to fast before these tests.
Most of them, yes, sir.
I had blood. I saw it. It came out.
What color was it?
It was red. It wasn't ice water, like some people have suggested.
Or blue or green.
Yeah. And I came home and I was hungry, you know, because of the fasting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they call it fasting when it always goes so damn slow.
Ooh.
But I walked into the kitchen. Again, Hurricane is away, so I'm on my own, which is probably something that should never be allowed.
You made yourself something to eat, didn't you?
Well, I had purchased some raspberry turnovers.
Oh, okay.
And I did that
because Are these the Pepperidge Farm ones?
No, these were made fresh at the Giant Bakery.
Ooh.
Yeah, because Pepperidge Farm would remember.
That's right.
And you'll remember.
I even know how many grams of sugar were in them, but I don't see there's any reason for us to go into that right now.
How many grams of sugar? All of them.
A lot of them. Anyway, I put the turnover on a plate.
Uh-oh.
And I was preparing my coffee, and the Canine Protective Force wished to come inside. So I let them in.
And wished they came in.
And Stitch, belying his 56 years, moved like lightning. He tore into the kitchen, jumped up on the breakfast bar in a single bound, put the entire turnover in his mouth, and ran away in time for Goon to go, "Hey, that's mine," I said, and he had brought it over to his treasure spot. Three chomps, chomp, 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 turnover's gone. He looked at me, belched, and laid down and went to sleep.
See, that's how I want to do retirement.
I don't think you discipline your dogs properly. You know?
Apparently not.
I want my wife to put the food on the table. I will come flying in from outside, stuff it all in my face, and then go off in a corner and sleep. That's a great retirement.
Right now, you probably can't. Can you hear Showcat?
No.
We did hear. I heard the meow.
Yeah, she's commenting. She said, "I told you we shouldn't get dogs." I've never done that. Yet her predecessor, when I was eating French fries one time, yanked the French fry out of my mouth and ran away with it.
That's
Sunshine and the Hateful Kitten?
No, this was the cat Isis, my first cat.
Well, there's the naming convention that explains it.
It wasn't a Disney name?
No, she was a terrorist.
No, she was named after the cat on Star Trek.
Sure.
The original series. The only
She Star saw Trek. TV, she went, "Oh, that's me."
Yeah, you know, I mean...
Yeah. The only cat on Star... No, that's not true.
No, there was another one. There was another...
The Halloween people.
Yes.
That's the best way to describe them.
Yes, I don't know another way to describe that episode, which was surreal and bizarre.
Yeah, very bizarre. Still don't understand the ending with the two things on the ground.
Right. Cat Paw was that episode.
Look at you.
The episode I'm thinking of was Assignment Earth.
The final episode.
Was that the final one they aired?
I think so.
I know it was going to be a spinoff, but it didn't work. But it had Terry Garr in it, so I was happy.
How young was she?
Oh, wow. Let's see.
1966.
1966 is when the episode took was on. And Terry Garr was born in 1944. She was 22.
Hi, Miss Garr.
79.
Yes. 26th and final episode of the second season.
Okay, so there was a third season.
There was a portion of a third season, right.
There was going to be no third season, and fans protested, and they gave them one for a little bit.
For a little bit.
So, yeah, that was my week, chasing the dogs with my breakfast. Did I go to the store and buy more turnovers?
No.
The world may never know.
Yeah.
We're not going to admit to it. Okay.
We often discuss in which mysterious ways the Lord works. And I don't think we give enough credit to the wild things that just happen out of nowhere. And it's like, well, I just took that for granted.
Yeah.
I could have spiked you. And sure enough, you know, something comes flying in, takes your food, disappears.
Are you suggesting that Stitch was what's the word I want to use here?
Inspired
by the Holy Spirit to save the goon, the massive sugar intake that his body probably wouldn't have been able to process.
I think I'm still ridding sugar from that.
So what we're hearing here is that you really should be thanking your dog.
That's exactly what he thinks.
Who can say?
Who can say? Well, the Lord does work in mysterious ways, and I actually have a great example as well.
Do tell.
Well, a couple weeks ago now, on a Friday afternoon of all things, of course, driving home from work, and what happens? The little check engine light comes on. Yay. Yeah, because, you know, it's so useful. Check your engine.
They turn that on at the dealership.
I know.
When they need money, they just hit a little switch. It sends out a radio signal.
Where's that?
And randomly people come in.
Where's that annoying little guy money? Who has to give us lots of money? Here, there you go. So Saturday morning I took it in, and they said, you know, well, we're going to run the tests and figure out what the problem is, and we'll call you. Okay.
And it'll cost you $11,000.
Probably at this point. Well, I was thinking partially because I'm an idiot that your drivetrain included the engine, but apparently it doesn't.
Look at you.
I know.
Bless your heart.
Naivete, thy name is crutch. Yeah. So they call, fill out all the paperwork. And of course, at my dealership, they ask you a bunch of things. Well, are you a member of our rewards plan? Oh, look, you bought the car here. You get this. Da, da, da.
What would you like, stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And would you like a free car wash? And I've been telling them for over a year now, no free car wash, because my antenna, as we all know, is a little askew and there's a hole and you'll rain a parade in my back seat.
And how much did they want to fix that hole? Because I recall you asked them.
I did. And the reason I never got it fixed is they wanted $2,500. Because it was like, well, you've ruined the roof. We'll have to replace the roof, too. I'm like, okay, no. I will deal with duct tape and using my phone for audio. Anyway. So I get a call in about an hour. And the guy goes, it's going to be this amount of money. And I was like, ouch. It was like $400. But the good news is you get like $262 off because you had the equivalent of coupons. Okay, great. Awesome. But there's a little problem. What's the problem? Well, we washed your car.
Uh-oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to need new upholstery for the back seat. And they said, and I'm going, and? And in the process of washing your car, we obliterated your antenna. That was his word. That's a quote. Obliterated the antenna.
We blew your antenna clean off. Pretty much like it was hit with a .44 Magnum revolver.
Right. There's a guy who bears a striking resemblance to Dirty Harry working in the car wash.
This is the most powerful water pressure you're going to get in this side of Maryland.
Exactly. I got car wash blues, man. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be honest about this. I'm going to say, look, in the full spirit of transparency, the antenna hasn't worked for a bit. And they said, no, not even a consideration. You specifically told us, it's right here in the paperwork, not to wash your car, and someone washed your car. We are going to repair and replace your antenna with a brand new one. Just bring it in Monday morning. So I did. I dropped it off Monday morning.
Yay! And the angelic choir.
Sang. It's great. Luckily at the time, the number one fan's penitentiary facility where she lives was painting stripes on the road, so they couldn't have any cars on it. So I was car sitting her car, so I had a car to drive while my car was in the shop.
Yay. I don't know. It's kind of a gilded cage.
What's that? Oh, where she is? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could have sat there and watched that football game for longer than we did.
Yeah, it was, it was very comfy chairs. She's yes. Well upholstered her place. Yes. So I got my car back, and they hand you a little slip of paper, and at the bottom it said, customer owes nothing. That's the most important part to me. But what I found really, really, really interesting was the other two lines on the form. The labor cost for 1 hour of labor, because apparently whatever they did, they got it done in an hour, was $80. And the part, a single part, not a roof, just an antenna, and the base, the whole base unit, was $130. Grand total charge to do the Ford dealership, by the Ford dealership, for the Ford dealership, amen, whatever, was $210.
See, they would have gotten a better tax write-off if they'd written it up for $2,500 like they were going to charge you.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the bean counters somewhere up the food chain, if they saw you were writing off $2,500, they would write off an employee.
They would come down there and go, see,
which one of you did this as their last act working here?
This is going to be your last conscious act because this was stupid.
Right. So the good news is I am once again communing with the satellites above through the antenna. And I also, as an added bonus, I got my AM and FM radio back. So yay, which allows me to listen to the Ravens and the Orioles, both of which who are doing quite well right now. Thank you. Yay teams. Right now, I'm all of a sudden hearing yay sports from somewhere in Texas. Who would that be? Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Browning. Hope you're listening.
So when I turn on my radio, it goes from country station to country station to country station, and then I turn off my radio.
You don't have any Western stations?
What is the difference between Western and country?
Well, those are both of the kinds of music that there are.
There's country and Western.
Country and Western.
Yeah, well, there's...
Have you never seen the episode? Oh, my goodness. Of Phineas and Ferb?
The episode.
Yeah, where Doofenshmirtz decides he's going to be popular by merging country and Western music and become a country and Western music star and take over the tri-state area.
No, because what kind of A-tour did it end in? Because that was his problem.
Chord?
Well, everything was, the denominator, this A-tour.
I will have to go find the episode for you now. So,
by the way, I'm looking at the American League East standings.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that has a bird as a mascot is not at the top.
No,
in fact,
the wild card.
Three games back.
They're at the top of the wild card.
Okay.
I forgot what time of the year it was.
Look, it's October.
I know. Look, I meant for sports. Oh. Because here's the things that that are listed in my feed for some reason. This is the second game that Taylor Swift has missed. So they obviously know that I was at some point a Chiefs fan. Mm. And but Chiefs and Taylor Swift are not synonymous. So I'm like, why are they showing me this? Because I don't care. And apparently Kelsey has a porn stash, and I don't know why that is.
Ew.
But they're reading into it as if it means something. So I don't know about that either. I know that there is a big thing that is happening, and now depending on when you actually hear this, it, you know, this may be telling the past because it will have already happened. But come October 1st, there's going to be a strike.
Like another strike by Israel?
No.
More you mean like a strike by the Orioles?
More like a strike of the ports that have workers that feel that they are not appreciated.
Really? Well, I bet you they're woefully underpaid.
Oh, nay, nay.
Thank you, John Pinette.
Nay, nay, I say.
They are not underpaid.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm sure. For California, it's probably underpaid.
I think we've discussed New York as well.
New York, it's a heck of a town.
Wouldn't you like $69 an hour?
No.
No, neither would they. So, you know, it's time to strike.
All right, so let's find out. Okay. As of September 23rd, 2024, a dock worker, because those are the people that are going on strike, correct?
Right. Longshoremen's union.
Yes.
Did they call it a union or are they like a guild? I don't know. But the Covenant. Basically, these.
Okay. $18 an hour.
How much?
$18.88 an hour.
That's to start, right?
No, this is Baltimore.
Oh, okay. But nobody wants to work in Baltimore.
Okay. But this is. So. Nationwide is $20 an hour.
So yeah, but Baltimore's going to have to bridge that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so
too soon.
How is that bridge doing?
I think they finally decided the level of participation of various underrepresented groups in making a decision on how to best move forward.
You know, I have to tell you, it may be the one thing our current governor's doing right.
What's that?
He's moved it on to, it's in the competition stage for design.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they selected a company yet, but they were very near to doing that.
Right. But what were the stipulations for the companies?
I don't know.
Let's just say that there's three letters that spell out the word die and they're involved. How's that?
Are you for certain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I didn't read. I just knew that it was, you know, because the next thing to do is, okay, well, what kind of bridge are you going to build?
One I won't ride on.
Well, yeah, if they're going to use DEI because that's worked out so well for other companies.
Don't be surprised if a subsidiary of Boeing builds the bridge, okay?
So, in Super Mario part,
that'll never hold up.
It shows the kind of bridge that they're going to do, and it's actually the most hated stage. And that would be the Rainbow Bridge.
The Rainbow Bridge. Oh my God! Yes. There's only one Rainbow Bridge that I've ever enjoyed, and that one got destroyed in a movie. I saw it. So.
And with a black Viking.
Don't be picking on the Black Viking.
Yeah, see, and that was the thing. You know, nobody cared.
No,
they didn't make a statement about that. There was, hey, this person knows how to act, and they're not going to say anything. And oh, here he is. And like, all right, well, I guess Asgard has gotten progressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know that.
So the dock workers are going to strike. That's going to be bad.
Who's it going to be bad for? And why?
All of us. You want stuff, right? You want to get stuff? Well, you're not going to get stuff.
What if I only buy American stuff?
You're still not going to get stuff.
Yeah.
Because the American stuff isn't going to get to me because it rides around on Chinese car parts.
This is going to be you're going to find out. It's like, what do I need that doesn't come from here? And then when you wake up and you're like, you know, I need my brown sustenance or whatever the heck you call what you ingest every morning.
Yesterday was National Coffee Day.
Yes, it was. Glorious day.
I mean, a glorious day.
Well, I'm sorry.
But that brown stuff you ingest. I'm sorry. That sounds a little wrong.
Hey, look. There's a drink called Celsius. And all I saw was sparkling fruit drink.
Celsius?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask a stupid question? I'm going to ask a stupid question. Who names a drink after a unit of measurement? Hi. Here's my drink, furlong.
I support that drink every inch of the way.
So, I do not understand that it had caffeine.
Well, you don't usually partake in the liquid de caffeinette, huh?
Oh, I know what happened. Because one time at band camp, I gave Goonchild Mountain Dew when she was really little.
Oh, my.
Hurricane was not pleased with me.
She played the minute waltz in 40 seconds.
She was running around the house like a pinball.
Wow.
So when you get older, apparently your brain goes into overdrive and your body can't keep up. And then the next day,
reverse.
Yeah, well, I realized, I said, hey, what did I do? Because now I feel terrible. I started reviewing things.
Let's review the notes.
I know how to fix that. Just have more.
Yeah, that's true. Air the dog that bit you.
I stopped, and then I was like, man, now I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm like, that's not the thing to do when you're in a different state. Mm-hmm. Not a different state of mind, just a different state completely. And thus,
you were liquid?
No, I was not.
You want to get that? The bat phone?
Yeah.
Professional seer?
We are experiencing temporary technical difficulty. Please stand by.
He just does crutches, checking his phone to make sure that the chart. Okay, I'm on well.
I have multiple phones now because I have
burner phones.
Yeah. Well, he's got a special pager too that he got.
Ooh. Yeah, I hope not.
It says from the liver to the knee.
Yeah, the kidney will be free.
God. Kaboomski.
Beep, 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 beep. Boomski.
Yeah, there's an organization called Last Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to head up that organization.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Eagles wrote a song about your organization.
I didn't know that.
Called The Last Resort.
And what is the goal of your organization, sir?
It is to help people. So, hence in the name, the last person you call when all else has failed.
Like the Equalizer, only for real.
Or the A-Team.
Yes. So,
without Murdoch.
Can I be Murdoch?
I don't know.
Can I be Murdoch?
Only if I can be Face.
Well, I think that's probably appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
Do you know you share your name with Switzerland's newest human rights-based assisted suicide organization? Sorry.
No. But I did see the...
It's kind of a buzzkill right there.
Yeah. It's like, holy crap.
Did you see the person that they arrested for assisting in an unsanctioned termination of oneself?
Well, that okay. To Baltimore but, every day. What's wrong?
Yeah, it's like,
no, because this
is a day that ends in Y.
Okay, so they have a pod, and the pod fills up with methane gas or some
nitrogen.
Some inert. No, it's not nice.
Just give me a healthy plate of baked beans, and I'll give you all the methane gas you want.
So it basically puts you to sleep and suffocates you.
Right. And somebody fell into it or?
Oh, no. They wanted it, but they did it in a forest, and the pods were not authorized.
Uh-huh.
And if they would have never found out, except for the person that videotaped it to brag about, you know, how progressive they are now.
Black Market Death Pods.
Oh, no, they're...
That sounds like a band name.
That is a band name.
That is a band name.
So, they got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much trouble they got.
But you guys don't do that.
What, in Texas? Or... What do you mean, you guys?
Death Pods.
And we do it the old-fashioned way.
Just take them out back, shoot them.
Well, I mean, the executions have started back up.
Yeah, they actually did execute two people with nitrogen so far.
What is that Ron White said at one point when Texas did the three strikes and you're outlaw? Everybody else, every other state is getting rid of the death penalty. My state's putting it in express lane.
That's the way to do it.
A capital state is a polite state.
Not really.
No.
Because the Venezuelan gangs are still here.
Mm.
And they do not seem to care about all of these laws that we have. Mm. So they don't even consider them guidelines. Okay? That's how bad it is.
It doesn't apply to them, you know, like, I don't know, politicians.
Well, you know, if somebody starts not applying the law to them, they might notice.
Well, that's what the cartels did. And the police, as I constantly quote from Training Day, you know, the animals destroyed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be what's happening. Now, we may actually get some good news. Because the popes in Chicago have been unifying to combat the Venezuelan gangs.
Uh-huh.
So, like, all the regular street gangs are getting together.
Well, I mean, they
American were gangs first, basically.
Yeah. It's a different kind of America first.
but it's one we kind of get behind.
In spirit, they're there. That's what's going on. This is the world that people live in. I wonder, should we apologize to our kids? Being like, look, I had no idea it was going to be like this. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant for the podcast.
No. No, there's
every
no apology.
Every single day.
My daughter keeps asking if she can give her adulting license back.
The answer is no.
Right. Where would you live? I'll come home.
No.
No.
Did you put the all sales are final?
Yeah.
I think you need to call our help desk, honey, to customer service. Hello, this Peggy.
Your call is important to us. You are number 745,000 in line. We are now serving 6.
Please continue to hold.
Right. And you can listen to you can listen to some music. And it's just our theme music over and over again.
We're gonna play for her. Lawrence Welk does Taylor Swift. That ought to do it.
Okay, that sounds a little wrong.
Okay. So perhaps I could have thought that one through a little better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Speaking of being on hold forever.
Yeah. Is that what the show feels like?
No. I was calling a company to get a license. The software that I had recommended to you for your mom.
Oh, okay.
The number one fan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am going to use it to start making money. So I need to get a license.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to do it, and they said, your property address doesn't exist. Like, well, that's a problem. Then I called. And when I called, they said, due to Hurricane Helene, all of our salespeople have evacuated. Oh. Then it's going to be hard to buy this now.
The good news is, you know, at least you're buying American.
Oh, yeah, they're in Florida. They proudly state that.
Yeah, that was like me this weekend. I didn't get my gas points from the grocery store.
Oh, no.
And when I asked about it, I went, hey, I put my telephone number in, and the manager goes, oh, yeah, our center is down. I go, well, where's your processing center? He said, Atlanta. I went, okay, then. I'll just save my receipt. In a couple of weeks, I'll bring it to you.
Yeah. I hear the Coca-Cola Museum may have gotten hit and, like, gallons upon gallons of Beverly fell into the water.
And no one noticed.
No, you killed all the fish.
Now they're going to be like Flint, Michigan.
I don't know what's better, Flint, Michigan water or Beverly. I was just, you know.
It's not Beverly, that's no, for sure. That's just vile.
Oh, God.
I haven't had it. I need to, because someone else said something was bad, and
that's the only place you can get it now.
And they stared at me. And I was trying to explain my affliction.
Mm.
They didn't want to believe it. But then when they saw it, then they kept asking other questions. Like, does it heighten your other senses? The superhero stuff does not happen. That's the unfortunate part. And now that... whatever is in the air in Texas has made it so that allergy season is now year-round, as the first manager told me. I told them, I'm not closing my eyes. They have just swollen shut on their own.
Wow.
That's not good, and you were adjusting so well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I cut the unusual grass. So there's the regular stuff that I do on the mower, and that's fine.
There's usual grass, unusual grass.
Yeah, when you start weed whacking in the areas that are left alone for a reason,
mm-hmm.
that's when you learn the lessons. And if you don't learn, that's when your eyes swell up and you're constantly sneezing and your nose is running like Usain Bolt. And
or Derrick Henry.
I don't know Derek.
Well, he used to be a running back for the Tennessee Titans. He now plays for the Ravens. And last night, at the grand old age of almost 31, one would think almost at the end of one's career, and at 250 pounds, he achieved a velocity running down the field for a 70-yard football touchdown in last night's game of 22 miles an hour.
Yikes!
Now, if you can imagine... Let me check something here. Let's see here. Derrick Henry. He is... let's see. He is 6'3", 247 pounds. And he's moving at 22 miles an hour.
That's quite a bit of momentum right there.
What I found the best part for me, and I'm sorry, it's a little sport thing. We'll get over it quickly. Is at 247 pounds or 250, let's just call it 250 because math's easier in my head, and at 6'3" and 22 miles an hour. He was pulling away from the cornerbacks and safeties who are easily 5 years younger than him and 60 pounds lighter.
Is he doofing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because?
He's always been fast and big.
So there's a fighter known as the Phenom.
Mm-hmm.
And his given name was Vitor Belfort.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before USADA. So, you know, like O.J. Simpson, they would call him the Juice. And it was unnatural how fast he was, regardless of his age. And they were like, this is impossible. Then all of a sudden, people start getting tested, and he loses all his, you know, special ability.
Aha, special abilities, you say.
Yes. So that's and as he got older, then he just learned how to cycle properly because he would get bigger, and everyone knew that if you were going against big Vitor, then there was a problem. Mm-hmm. If you were going against lean Vitor, then you had a chance. It's not like he wasn't a skilled fighter. It's just that while on the Juice,
right,
he was
bigger and badder.
And so in true Brazilian fashion,
mm-hmm.
he said, everyone should juice so we can see the best version of everyone and then see who wins.
Love it. Then we all end up looking like Bane.
Hey, why not? You know, some people, you know, were born in the darkness and molded by it. By the time they saw the light, it was blind.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Another great Tom Hardy role.
Yeah, that role almost, out of all the dangerous things he did, he said that one did the most damage to him.
Is he a method actor? I mean, that kind of damage?
No. I mean, to get as big as he had to get, he said that it was killing him.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sometimes you just say no.
Well, as Nathan Fillion said, you know, when the right people call, there is no saying no.
Yeah.
And while that wasn't the best of the Batman films, it was still very good. It was better than the Batflex that all came out.
Ben Batflex?
They were terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything about them.
Well, the George Clooney one was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but, you know, the George Clooney one is overshadowed by the Val Kilmer one.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking.
They were thinking, in order to keep the IP, I need to make another movie.
Got it. Yeah, because making a movie is tough business these days. You've heard about the Megalopolis movie?
That's Scorsese's,
yeah,
right?
His brainchild, his self-funded movie. So luckily, no investors were hurt in the production of this movie because it is no longer Megalopolis. It's Flopalopolis.
Really? It not good, huh?
It is it is the Boeing of movies. How's that?
Oh, my. Well, hey, you know, SpaceX launched Crew 9 successfully to the space station today.
I've heard that there are companies who can do that. It's pretty cool.
It was Saturday, and by Sunday, the astronauts were there and actually in the space station. And in a couple of months, I'll be able to use that same capsule to come back.
So were they as surprised as ever by NASA? Wait, you can do this?
You know, and they recovered the first stage booster.
And they actually provided everybody with tea and crumpets and washed all the windows on the way in. Yeah.
And they landed it right back there at NASA.
That saves money.
Not even on one of their cutesy-named drone ships. Just read the directions, run the diagnostics, whatever they're calling them now.
What was the other one?
Of course I still love you.
Of course I still love you. Yeah.
Just run the diagnostics for a drone ship. Isn't a real one, but I think it should be. I think Swimming with the Fish would be a good name, too.
Oh, that would be awesome. If we could get our logo on the side of it, we need to talk to... Has anybody got Elon's number? I've lost it.
I think it's...
I, I know where he's going to be.
Dude, slip him a mug, man. Seriously.
That's going to be awesome too.
Good name for a drone ship, sir.
Slip him a mug?
No. That's not what he was referring to.
Okay.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Darn it.
Maybe one day. But today's not that day. And tomorrow's not looking good either.
Thanks.
Ain't it the truth?
Yes, indeed.
Well, what are you going to say? I guess what we're going to say is thank you all once again for spending some time with us, enjoying talks of birthday parties for dogs and for lost turnovers and antennas that are working when they weren't, and black market death pods and all the other wonderful things we've talked about. Let's not talk about Lawrence Welk does Taylor Swift, though. That would be bad. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for spending a little time with us. And before you go, please pay attention. Deep, deep, thoughtful, like take it in attention to our wonderful commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Stitch. No, not the Disney one, the Stitch from the Canine Protective Force, who turned 8 this week. The one who has to deal with Wendy and Doug. He is the master of management because those two, just saying. He deserves more than that one little raspberry turnover. Send your letters to the Goon in support of feeding Stitch more stuff that he likes. Thank you for your support. And remember, as the election progresses, make your choice crutch! Exclamation point. That's CRUTCH! Exclamation point, folks. The one politician who will vote in his own self-interest but not lie to you about it. Nobody inside the DC Beltway is going to give you a deal like that. Early voting is open, so write in crutch! Exclamation point for your Maryland senator.
I'm Crutch, and I approve this message.
And longshoremen walked off the piers today. Rescue operations are continuing. Apologies to George Carlin. You get to tell your kids Santa ain't coming because they did. Won't that be fun? All because the money offered wasn't enough. Would you like to earn $69 an hour? Me too. But it wasn't enough, so the Santa thing is likely to happen.
Oh, oh, oh.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.